Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parshas Baal Oischa, that is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed. Now we are right at the climax of the Bnei Israel's complaint about the man. They wanted meat and not man. Moshe refused to carry the burden of the people. Hashem acquiesced and told Moshe to gather 70 elders who would now help out with the nation. Moshe did so, and now Moshe and the Zakenim are at the entrance of the Oil Maid. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayosef Moshe al Machne, and Moshe was brought into the camp, Hu v'Ziknei Israel, him and the elders of Israel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Vayosef Moshe mipesach ha'amayid, he was at the entrance of the Maid, El Machne, into the camp, Nichnasu Ish la'aloi, each man went into his tent. Vayosef, Lashon Kenisa al-Bayis, this is a Lashon, an expression of going into the house. Kemayis, similar to the Pasuk of Vasafte al-Tech Beisecha, Va'av l'kulam yitzbar v'layedim yosfam. Malamed, this teaches us, Shaloi hevi alein peronis, that Hashem did not bring the punishment upon Klal Yisrael, Ad she'nichnasu ha'tzadikim Ish la'aloi, until the tzadikim each went into their tent. So now we learn about the punishment. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'ruach nasa me'ez Hashem, and a wind came forth from Hashem. V'yagaz salvim min hayam, and it blew forth slav from the sea. Slav is usually translated as quail or pheasant. V'yitosh al machne k'derech yom kai k'derech yom kai, and it spread out over the camp, a journey of a day in this direction, a journey of a day in that direction, svivas hamachne, all around camp, u'chamosayim al pnei ha'aretz, and two amah above the ground. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, tells us, v'yagaz v'yafriach, and it blew, v'chein kigaz chish, and v'chein nagazu ba'avar, v'yitosh v'yifshat, and it spread out, k'may v'hinei netushim al pnei kol ha'aretz, and u'tashticha midbara, and u'chamosayim. What does that mean? It was two amah above the ground. Parchos begayva ad shehen k'neged libe sha'adam. They were flying until they were just about chest height of a person. K'dei shalei heitarech basifason, so it shouldn't be troublesome at all in order to gather them. Loiglag bia b'loi lishchais. They wouldn't have to reach up. They wouldn't have to bend down. It would just be easy to grab the birds right in front of them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayakam ha'am, and the nation got up. Kol ha'yemahu, that entire day. V'chol ha'layla, and the entire night. V'chol yemah machras, and the entire next day. Vayasvus haslav, and they gathered the slav. Hamamit asaf asar chamarim. The one that gathered the least, he gathered 10 chaymer, and they spread them out in layers all around the camp. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis tells us, Hamamet, Mish Asaf Pachas Mikulam, the one that gathered the least, Ha'atzelim, the lazy ones, Vachigrim, and the ones that were lame, Asaf Asar Chamarim, they gathered the enormous amount of 10 chaymer. Vayishtachu, Asu Asa Mashtichim, Mashtichim, they made them into layers and layers. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and what happened to them? Habasar Denu Ben Shinehem, the meat was still in between their teeth, Terem Yikaris, before it was gone, Va'af Hashem Chara Ba'am, and the anger of Hashem burned in the nation. Ve'ach Hashem ba'am, and Hashem struck the nation, ma'ka rabba ma'od, a very great blow. Ve'ikra Hashem ha'kama hu kivar satava, and he called the name of that place, kivar satava, ki sham kavru esa'am ha'misa'avim, because over there, the nation that craved, they were buried. Mekivar satava nasu am chatzeres, from kivar satavra, the nation traveled to chatzeres, v'ayu ba'chatzeres, and they stayed in chatzeres. And Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, v'yedaber Miriam v'aron b'moshe, and Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, al oida se'isha akushas asher lakach, about the isha kushas, which he married, ki isha kushas lakach, because he married an isha kushas. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Skip the first Rashi, go to the second Rashi. Vatadaber Miriam ba'aron. He pascha b'dibur t'chila. She started speaking first. Lefika chakdima kasav t'chila. That's why the Pasuk mentions Miriam first. Now, uminayin ha'isa yidas Miriam, sheperash Moshe min isha. How did Miriam know that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, which is what they were talking about? So Rabbi Nosson Omer, he tells us, Miriam ha'isa b'tzad tzipayra. Miriam was next to Tzipayra, who is Moshe Rabbeinu's wife. B'shash shenemer l'Moshe, at the time that it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, Eldad u'medad misnab machane, that Eldad and Medad are having nevuah in the camp. Kivin shesham tzipayra. Once Tzipayra heard that, Amra Tzipayra said as follows, Oilin ha'shasem shel elu, woe is to the wives of these men, imhem niskakel nevuah, if they actually are having nevuah, shiu parshim ha'shasem kedar shaparsh bali meni, that they're going to separate from their wives, like my husband separated from me. And we sham yad Miriam, v'gid la'aron. And that's how Miriam knew that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, and she told Aaron. And what do we learn from here? Uma Miriam shalein ischavin l'kanoisai. Miriam had no intent to embarrass Moshe Rabbeinu, to say anything negative about him. Kach nencha, she was punished like this, and we're going to learn about her punishment. For sure, a person that speaks about his friend and he intends for the negative, of course he's going to be punished. Now the Pasuk tells us Isha Kushas because of this Kushi woman. Now Kushi means black. So Rashi explains, Magat Shakol Moedim Biyafya. This teaches that everyone agrees that Tzipayra was beautiful. Kshem Shakol Moedim Shachrusa Shakushi, just like everyone agrees that a black person is black, so too everyone agreed that Tzipayra was beautiful. Kushas, this is Begamatria Yafas Mara, very beautiful. Al Oides Isha, Al Oides Gerusheo, because he had sent her away. Ki Isha Kushas Lakach, Matam Lemer. Why does the Pasuk re-emphasize because he married a Kushi woman? There's a woman who's very beautiful in appearance, but her deeds aren't very beautiful. And Masev Lebiafia, there's some women who their deeds are very beautiful, but they're not very beautiful in appearance. Avol Zois, Na Bakoil, Tzipayra, she was beautiful all around. Ha'isha Kushes, again, we emphasize that she was a Kushi woman. Al Shem Noya Nikres Kushes, because of her beauty, that's why we're calling her Kushes. Kadam Akaris B'nai Noya Kushi, a person calls his handsome son a Kushi, a black person. Kadeshalai Tishlai by Ayan hara so that ayin hara shouldn't befall him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Bey is what did Miriam and Aaron actually speak about? Vayomer, and they said, Harak achba Moshe dibra Hashem. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Halei gam banu dibra. He even spoke to us. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem heard what they said. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Bey over here. Harak ach imay levadi dibra Hashem. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Halei gam banu dibra. V'loi pi Rashi mederech eretz. And we haven't separated from our spouses, so why isn't the Moshe Rabbeinu did that? Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. V'ha'ish Moshe anav ma'ed. And the man Moshe, he was exceedingly humble. Mikol ha'adam asher al pnei adama. From every single man that was on the face of this earth. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel. Anav. What does that mean? Shuffle, humble, v'savlan, and someone who could be seivel, someone that could bear other people. So back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. V'yemer Hashem pisa mel Moshe v'al Aaron v'al Miriam. Hashem suddenly said to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, "Zeush lashlechem el ol ma'ed. The three of you should go out to the ol ma'ed." V'yetzu shlashtam, and all three of them went out. Now Rashi Pasuk Dalet tells us, pisa'im suddenly niglalein pisa'im. He suddenly appeared to them. V'him tamei b'derech eretz, and Miriam and Aaron, they were tamei with derech eretz, meaning they had marital relations and they were tamei because of that. V'yutzayikim, so they started crying out, "Mayim, mayim, where's water so we could immerse ourselves so we could speak to the Shechina?" La'idiam, and Hashem did this to notify them. Sheyafa asa Moshe sheperish min isha. The Moshe did good by separating from his wife. Me'achar sheniglas olav Shechina tadir. Since the Shechina could always appear to him, v'enis kavul adibur, and there is no set time that Hashem would appear to him, and he always had to be pure. So u'shlashchem, the three of you should go out. Ma'agash sheshlashta nikru b'dibur echad. We see that the three of them were called with the same dibur. Mashiyaf sher lapel loymer ulayzul neshmaya. A human cannot possibly do this with his mouth or hear this with his ear. Hashem has the ability to call to three separate people at the same time and for them to hear it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, Vayered Hashem ba'amud onan. Hashem descended in a pillar of cloud. Vayamud pesach ha'oil, and it stood by the entrance of the tent. Vayikra Aaron u'Miriam, and he called out to Aaron and Miriam. Vayetsu shneim, and the both of them went out. Pasuk Hey, and Rashi tells us. Let's take a look at the second Rashi. Vayikra Aaron u'Miriam, shiun nimshachem v'yetsim in a chatzur likras ha'dibor. They were being drawn out of the chatzur towards where the dibor is coming from. Vayetsu shneim, and the both of them went out. Uvneim amashachan v'fridim u'Moshe. Why is it that Hashem drew them away and separated them from Moshe? Since a person is supposed to say only some of the praise of a person in front of him, but you could say all of the praise of a person not in front of him. Because not in front of him, he said, "Ish tzadik tamim." And ubafanav nemar, but when Hashem was in front of Noach, meaning when he was speaking to him, he said, "Ki ischa reisi tzadik lefanai." He didn't say all of his praise. Davarach, another way of understanding this is shaloi yishma benizifasa shel Aaron, so that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't hear the reprimand that was given to Aaron. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayomer, and he said, "Shimu na dvarai, listen to my words. Im yen viachem, if there are nevim among you, Hashem b'mara elav esvado, I Hashem appear to him in a vision. B'chalayim adabarbay, I speak to him with a dream. Loichein avdi Moshe, that is not the same with my servant Moshe. B'chol besi nemanhu, he is the most trustworthy in my entire house. Pe'al pe'adabarbay, I speak to him mouth to mouth umara and with a clear vision. V'loi b'chidais, and not with riddles. Usmunas Hashem yabet, and at the image of Hashem he gazes. Umadu alei reis l'madar b'avdi b'Moshe. Why is it that you weren't afraid to speak about my eved, about Moshe?" Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Vav, Shimu Nadvare, Ein Na El Lashem Akasha. This is a lashon of pleading. Im Yeh Neviachem, Im Yulachem Nevim. If you have Nevim among you, Hashem B'mara Elav Esvada, Shchina Shmi Ein Niglas Elav Basbaklaria Hameira. Hashem's name, meaning Hashem's Shchina, isn't revealed to a person with a clear, illuminating vision. Elav Bachalem V'Chizayin, only through dreams and an unclear way of seeing. However, that's not the same with Moshe. Pasuk Chasen Rashi, Pel Peh Amarti Loi, I told him, Lifresh Min Isha, I told him that he should separate from his wife. Vehechon Amarti Loi, when did I tell him this? Besinai, at Har Sinai, I said, Lech Emor Lahem, Shuv Lechem Lalechem, go tell everyone they should go back to their tents, meaning they should go back to their wives. Vata, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Pai Amari Madi, you should stand here with me, meaning you shouldn't go back to your wife. And Umara Vlei Bechidas, I appeared to him in a vision and not with riddles. Umara Zem Mara Dibor, this is a vision of speech. Shani Mefarish Loi Diburi Bimara, I explain my speech with perfect clarity, meaning he knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't make it vague with riddles. Like I said to Yecheskel, chud chida, that you should make yourself a riddle. You might think that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to actually see the Shechina itself. Tama Leimer, the pasuk tells us, you're not going to be able to see my face. And usmunas Hashem yabet, he's able to gaze at the image of Hashem. Zemachirayim, this is referring to seeing the back of Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk, ve'isas achayray be'avdi. So Rashi points out this interesting lashon of the pasuk. Eina Emer doesn't say be'avdi Moshe. in my servant Moshe, Ella be'avdi be'Moshe. And what's the emphasis over here? Be'avdi af b'she'enu Moshe, even if he wasn't on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and be'Moshe afilu ena avdi, even if he wasn't considered my servant, k'dai hisam lir mipanav, you still should be afraid of him, v'chol she'ken shu avdi, and for sure that he's my servant, the Evan melech melech, and the servant of a king is considered like a king himself. Ha'ilachem leimer, you should have said, Hashem tells Miriam and Aaron, ein ha'melech oivei chinam, that Hashem doesn't love him for nothing, there must be a reason why Hashem loves him, and ve'im timer, if you're going to say, eni makir b'masov, that I don't recognize his ways, meaning I don't see what's so special about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem loves him, zu kashim in Arishayna, that is far worse than the first thing, meaning that's far worse than criticizing Moshe. If you can't even see Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness of why Hashem would love him, that's much worse than criticizing him for doing what he did. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayichar af Hashem bam vayelach, and Hashem's anger burned in them, and he left. Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, tells us, Vayichar af Hashem bam vayelach, me'achar she'edim surchanim, after he told them why he was upset at them, gazar aleim nidoy, then he places gezer upon them. Gavachar melabas v'dam, this is for sure a lesson to regular people. Shalai yichasach haveri ad she'edienu surchanim, he's not to show him that he's angry with him until he tells him why he's upset with him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, ve'anon sar me'al oil, and the cloud left the oil, v'hine Miriam et saras kashalig, and Miriam was white with saras like snow, v'yifen Aaron el Miriam v'hine mitzaras, and Aaron turned to Miriam, and she was full of saras, she was full of leprosy. Rashi Pasuk Yod tells us, ve'anon sar, and the cloud left, v'achar kach, and only afterwards v'hine Miriam et saras kashalig, only then Miriam got saras. Mashal emelch she'amar lepedagog, this is similar to a king that told the teacher, ridei es bini, punish my son, avoloi tzedenu ad she'elch me'etzlecha, don't punish him until I leave, shirachamai olav, because then I'm going to end up having mercy on him. So punish him only after I leave. Hashem removed his shechina, and then Miriam was punished. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayomer Aaron el Moshe, Aaron told Moshe, Be Adoni, please my master, Al nasashes lenu chatos, please do not cast upon us sin, asher noi alnu vasher chatanu, we have been foolish and we sinned. Al nasihi chames, do not let her be like a corpse, asher betseise meirechem imai, vayayochel chatzi besarei, because of its emerging from its mother's womb, has half of its flesh consumed. Now, Pasuk Yud Beis is quite a cryptic pasuk. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Al nasahi achay senu zu. Our sister should not be kames, like a corpse. Shamitzayru chashiv kames, because someone that has saras is like a corpse. Ma mes metame bibiya, av mitzayru metame bibiya. Just like a corpse, when it's brought into a room, it's metame everything in that room. So too, a mitzayru walks into the room, everything in the room becomes tame. Jump over this Rashi, go to the next one. Asher bet seisai, me'achar sheyotze zeh me'rechem ima shel zeh. After this one, referring to Miriam, left the womb of the mother of this one, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's mother, even though it's the same mother, sheyesh koich b'yadu lazer v'enu ezrei, he has the ability to help and he doesn't help, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Harei nechal chatzi b'sarei, it's like half of his flesh is being eaten. She'achav b'sareihu, because his brother is his flesh, meaning Miriam and Moshe Rabbeinu, they're brother and sister, they're the same flesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven for Miriam. Davrach, another way of understanding is al natihi kames. If you're not going to heal her through your tefillah, mimas giro mimatara, who's going to go through the whole process that a mitzayra has to go through? A kain is the one that puts her away, he locks her up, and then he decides whether or not she's tameh or tahar. Ani, I myself, Aaron, I can't take a look at her tzaras, shini karv, because I'm her relative, and vein karv reis and agayim, someone who's a relative, he's not going to take a look at a negat tzaras to see whether or not it's tameh or tahar. And v'kain achar ein ba'ilam, there isn't a single other kain, the other kaihanim were her nephews, so no one was able to see whether or not she's tamir tahar. Bezehu asher betzayse mirechem imai, and therefore you have to daven for her. Moshe Rabbeinu. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem leimar, and Moshe cried out to Hashem saying, Kelna, please Hashem, refana la, heal her now. Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, Kelna refana la. Ba'akas v'lamed chader cheretz. Over here, the pasuk's teaching you the proper way to act. Shashel davar mechaveri. If a person wants to ask something from his friend, tzarich shleim or shnayim or shlosha divrei tachanunim, he should first tell him two or three nice things, entreating words. V'achar ken and then he should ask him what he wants. First, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kelna, please Hashem. That's considered Divrei Tachanunim. And only afterwards, he asked for Miriam to be healed. Lamar saying. So Rashi asks, Matam Lamar, why is it the pasuk has to repeat this word, Lamar saying? Obviously, if he cried out to Hashem, this is what he was saying. Amar Lai, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, Hashivini im atam rapi ha'isayim lav, please respond to me and tell me whether or not you're going to heal her. Ache Yishivai, and Hashem responded to him, Vavia Yarek Yarek, and the continuation of Rashi tells us that there's actually four instances we find in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem and asked for an answer in return. So skip the rest of Rashi and go to the last Rashi, Rafan Allah. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't elongate his tefillah? He davened such a short tefillah. So that Klal Yisrael shouldn't say, his sister is standing there in pain, and he's sitting there davening and davening and davening. They assumed that once Moshe Rabbeinu would daven a tefillah, so Hashem would answer him. So why schlep in your davening if you're able to say a short tefillah, you're able to accomplish the same thing in a shorter amount of time? Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalud. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Vehavia Yarek Yarek Befanel, if her father would have spat in her face, Halaisi Kalim Shivas Yamim, wouldn't she be shamed for 7 days? So Tisagir Shivas Yamim, Mechutz HaMachaneh, she should be quarantined for 7 days outside of camp, Va'achar Teyasef, and only then she could be brought back in. Rashi over here Pasuk Yudalud tells us, Vehavia Yarek Yarek Befanel, Ve'im Avia Hera La Panim Zayafais, that means if her father would have showed her an angry face, Halaisi Kalim Shivas Yamim, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? Kavachaymer Lashchina Yudalud Yam, Kavachaymer, that when the Shechina did so, she should have to be quarantined for 14 days. It's sufficient to learn from the place where we're learning from and apply that in this case too. When I show her an angry face, she could be quarantined for 7 days. Says Rashi, when it says the word asef by Mitzayra, since they were sent outside of camp, when they're healed, they're brought back into camp, that's why we have this word asifa, Lashon Hachnasa, Lashon of being brought back in. So back to Chumash Pasuk Des Vav, Vati Sager Miriam Michutz HaMachaneh Shivas Yamim. Miriam was separated outside camp for 7 days. V'ha'am Loi Nasa Ad Yosef Miriam, and the nation did not travel on until she was brought back in. V'achar Nasu Am Chatzers, and afterwards the nation left Chatzers. V'achnu B'Midbar Paran, and then camped in Midbar Paran. Let's see Rashi over here Pasuk Des Vav. V'ha'am Loi Nasa Zeha Kavod, this honor Chalak Laha Makaim Hashem gave to her B'Shvil Shah Achas, because of that 1 hour Shenis Akva L'Moy, that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu Kishoshech Layar. When he was a little baby, he was put in the basket and sent down into the river. She waited for him. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vateisat Tzavach HaSemer Achaik. And because of that, she was granted this merit that Klal Yisrael did not travel on while she was outside camp. With this, we conclude the last Aliyah in Parshas Baalei Tzicha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.